All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5.
Yeah, come on!
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Pinkerton's Barbecue on Airline Drive, this is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5. Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? On a Friday afternoon where the barbecue is good, the weather is even better, and we're ready for a weekend. It is The Usual Suspects live from Pinkerton's right here in the Heights on Airline Boulevard. It's Barry, it's Joel, it's Nick back at the station, and we are excited because it should be a great weekend, and we got plenty to talk about for the next 3 hours, including some NCAA basketball last night, some more tournament action tonight, and the Rockets finally... seemingly forever, but the Rockets finally back on the court after they got a much-needed couple days off.
Yeah, good for them. They had the 3 days off, no complaining of not getting rest, and good to go. I got to start off by saying I got here late. My bad. And I had to scarf my food down. But it was so good. Like, I was trying to eat good. I'm trying not to do the bad diet thing. Because yesterday after my second meal at Twin Peaks, I felt kind of guilty.
Oh, you doubled down at Twin Peaks. Okay. Yeah. All right.
I had a turkey sandwich and, some sweet potato fries.
Uh-oh.
I justified it because it was sweet potato.
Of course.
That's healthy. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like eating a fried chicken sandwich at Chick-fil-A. It's Chick-fil-A, so it's healthy.
It's still chicken, yeah.
Yeah. I got no sides today. Just nothing but barbecue. That was it. So I got...
It's not a bad move, by the way.
Yeah, I got the pork sausage, the chicken, and brisket. And I got to tell you, the brisket is...
I was just going to say.
Ridiculously good.
It is all world. I mean, if you're a rib person, then you can go to the ribs, you can do the chicken, you can do the other things. But I'm just telling you right now, if you go to Pinkerton's and you pass on the brisket... That's on
you're
you.
An idiot.
It is all world
fantastic. I literally used it. It melts in your mouth. So I just used it to wash down the chicken and the pork sausage. It's that good. And I learned from going with AJ last time to get barbecue. So I just asked for all moist brisket. No, that's what you do.
I went with the lean because they said, do you want the regular or the lean? I go, definitely the lean, but a little well done just for you. And my goodness. It's out of this world. So if you want great brisket, you got to head to Pinkerton's right here on Airline in the Heights. Fantastic. We are here till 4 o'clock. Then AJ has the day off.
Yep.
Yeah, nice to pick a day where there's nothing going on. So AJ's out. Jerome Solomon's in along with Fred. They'll be here with the Blitz going till 6 again tonight when the NCAA games pick back up. So we'll get to that and a whole lot more. I was going to tell you, I took the tour of the Heights today.
Okay.
Because there's no sign on the street for Pinkerton's.
Right.
So I'm going through
the
GPS and everything like that. Right. It's literally just on the side of the building. There's a tree right there because I came in from the backside. So I'm looking around and I see Airline runs out and I'm going, this ain't the right way. And then parking because the place is just so popular.
Yeah.
And Raheel happened to be leaving. But once you find it and get here, you can pretty much drop an anchor and stay for a while because the brisket's all world. Brian Barrett is definitely another one of those that doesn't appreciate sports, the schedule, and when real important days are to do radio. So instead of doing that, he and his dad are about three drinks in already at the bar. They'll be Ubering to the Rockets game tonight, but they're here. Everybody here, Salisbury's still bellied up to the bar eating some barbecue, so... If you want to stop in, say hello. It's Barry and Joel here along with a cast of, thousands at Pinkerton's. And we're just kicking it. So anything else exciting on the way home last night? You did not take the, what was it, Sour Lake road?
Yeah, we didn't go 105. We went I-10. That was what Waze said. AJ and I carpooled, so we went I-10. Nothing exciting. I did spend the time, we talked about a lot of things, obviously. But one of the things that I did was I started reading to him from my neighborhood's Facebook group because the people in my neighborhood are so petty. Right now, the big drama going on is there's a man walking around who may or may not be homeless. This is what they're freaking out about.
I got the same thing in my
about.
Neighborhood. I know
they're
exactly
like, they're posting and saying, "Oh my God, I saw this guy by HEB, and he looked kind of dirty, and I think I saw him yesterday in the same clothes. We might have a homeless man in our neighborhood. Should we call security or the cops?" I'm like, how about just give him a dollar and stop being an a-hole? Like, what are you doing? Like, that's the people in my neighborhood.
I'm with you. We got the same thing in our neighborhood. And the thing that I don't like is, look, if it's be suspicious of car looking like this,
yeah.
Or people, fantastic, right? Because then it's a neighborhood watch. But when you hear people, you know, complaining about the garbage near one of the waterways, and then one guy's running, and I think I told you this before, one guy's running. He said, "I'm in the process of running, training for a marathon. I'm doing 20-some miles. But on my jog, I saw this," and he posted the picture.
Yeah.
Instead of someone saying, you know, we got to do better, we got to clean up after ourselves, the lady says, "Well, if it took you that long to take the picture and see the garbage, why don't you pick it up too, and why don't you go back and get it?" And he goes, "Did I not clearly enough state that I was on a two-hour run?" But he goes, "But a matter of fact, I went back, and it was already gone."
Neighborhood Facebook groups are the best for entertainment, like pettiness, cattiness. It's literally like high school all over again. Like we had this right now. We've got obviously some women in our neighborhood that don't have enough to do because they're arguing over whether our clubhouse weight room should have a Stairmaster or a rowing machine. This is what well-to-do white people get upset about. Like, this is the big drama going on in their life. And then, like, these ladies got into this all-out cat fight on the thread and then deleted it all because, of course, they're adults. And then some guy comes in later, like 2 days later, and he's like, "You know, I just want to say I'm really glad that our neighborhood kind of gets along and we handle things like adults. Because in my old neighborhood, every time we had something go on, it was just a fight immediately. They, like, two or three comments in, it was a fight." And then, so, of course, here comes my smart ass. I was like, "You missed it. Evelyn and what a Kathy got into it. And they were going back. It got catty and the claws were out." Everybody was like, "Please stop making things worse." I was like, "Oh, yeah, we're petty up in here, y'all. You have no idea."
Well, like, we got some guys like that too. So we have a couple of.
Oh, I'm just an a-hole in our group. I just try to get everyone as upset as possible.
There are people like that in our neighborhood too, and I've never met them before because you know you don't know everybody in your neighborhood.
Yeah.
But like, so we have a body of water, and the guy's headline title on the post is "Dangerous Alligator on the Loose."
Uh huh.
All right. So then the picture he posts is like a gator floating in the middle of the water, not even on the shoreline, and then across the water, like. A half mile, literally, it looks like away, where there's blue bonnets, a family taking pictures of their kids in the blue bonnets, and all the posts are, "Do these stupid people not know that this gator is dangerously close to tearing them?" And it was like, seriously, people? Like, the gator's not even on the shore,
yeah,
and you're worried about it, and then they just start saying, "What a dumb family." I mean, it's like, their kids are out taking pictures in the blue bonnets, and they have no idea that on Facebook they're getting ripped to shreds because they're not paying attention to just the eyeballs of a gator that are floating in the middle of a lake.
Yeah. Yeah, that people are hilarious. Like, I was trying to see if there's anything. Oh, yeah, this is the one where there's the homeless man. She was like, she says he was sitting out in front of HEB yesterday and then walking. Like this, like you would have thought he had children under his arm in the process of kidnapping them. It's like, it's hilarious. And then and then the other thing that we get is someone just goes, "Hey, does anyone have a raccoon trap I can borrow?" Like, "Oh yeah, 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 of course." Like, that's, we're all just hanging out with raccoon traps waiting for you to need one. Good. I love it. I love it. These people are so weird. I have weird neighbors.
I hope you don't have like we have too, where they actually have the for sale or free area.
Oh yeah, yeah. There's something out at the curb. If you want it, come get it.
Or it's
like
my couch that looks like my dog crapped on it for 6 months is now available for $275, and they're mad, going, "People, did you not see this? It's real leather. It was real leather until it got really crapped on, and now it's really dirty leather that no one wants."
Yeah, one guy tried to sell, I think it was an iPhone for like list price, and it was 2 years old. I was like, "Bro, you can get one of these for free if you sign up with AT&T now." He got all mad and deleted his whole thing. He was, I was like, God, that's all I do now is just spend time screwing with everyone in my neighborhood. I love it.
Yeah, I just clicked on mine. Anyone finding bunny nests in their yard? We found two nests, and we're deeply concerned that dogs need to stay away from the bunnies and their business. Okay. Turn the page, people. There's news. There's things going on. Speaking to that, I want to tell you guys right now about Window World, because Window World of Houston is the place to go if you're even considering getting new windows for your house or you think your energy bills are too high. They have the solutions. They can tell you how to fix it, and it's all free of charge with no hassles, and you're not on the hook for anything. Window World is quickly becoming the country's number one window company because they offer lifetime warranties, higher quality products, lower prices. They start at just $189 a window, and for $45 extra, you get that Solar Zone Low E, which meets Texas energy regulations. First step in reducing those energy bills, you call Window World. They come out, free written estimate, no hassles, no high pressure. You're not on the hook for anything. It's just a free estimate. They'll tell you what you got, what you need, what you could do, and how you could improve your energy bills by doing something with Window World. After that, it's up to you. If you want to go with them, let them know. If you don't, hey, thanks for playing. They came out. They were happy to be of service to you. 713-439-1172, windowworldhouston.com, 713-439-1172, windowworldhouston.com. Simply the best for last. Give Window World a call.
Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Pinkerton's Barbecue on Airline Drive. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, Barry and Joel from Pinkerton's Barbecue right here in the Heights. It's close to downtown. It is the best brisket that Barry and I have ever tasted, and you can get a double dose of fun and pleasure because you can get the best barbecue, and you can hang out with Barry and I until 4, and then Fred and his special guest host, Jerome Solomon, until 6, and then some NCAA games as well. So get yourself some food, hang out with us. We're going to be here all afternoon broadcasting live. The Ninja's got us on the air. Nick's back at headquarters. And we were talking about this before the break, Barry, and I showed you in the break. I happened to get onto my neighborhood Facebook page. And these are the kind of posts that I get. I have a lot of people, I call it somewhat the world traveler's neighborhood. Okay, we've got people from all over the world.
Uh-huh.
And not a lot of them from the United States. And they posted this. There's a picture. There's no question I showed it to you. It is no question a possum. For those of us anywhere near wooded areas in their life, you can figure that out. Well, right. This is the post. This animal is in my backyard right now. I have never seen an animal like this. First, I thought it was a cat, but its face is very different. Has anyone seen anything like this before? Are you kidding me?
Come on,
you should,
son.
You should have told him that that was a chupacabra. You should reply and be like, yeah,
oh,
that
I
is.
I can do that,
that
right
is
now.
The chupacabra native to our lands here. Like, make it very prestigious. Like, that's the native chupacabra.
What's worse is...
What area do you live in?
I live out in Sugar Land and
yeah.
in Telford.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah. You should say that they... Yeah, they were... they. Oh, you know what you should do in your neighborhood to some of the folks that aren't from there or from here? Tell them that the ground actually tastes like sugar.
That's really mean.
That's how it got his name.
But then you have...
If they eat a little dirt, it'll have a very sweet taste to it. I bet you could get someone in your neighborhood to
then
eat the dirt.
Then we have this white man.
I bet you could.
Named Drew.
You have a white man in your
yeah,
neighborhood?
Yeah, so he is, I mean...
Oh, my God!
You look at his picture and you know this is the epitome of an over 60 white man. He responds... Right. It is a possum. They appear similar to large rats. They sometimes establish a home base in your attic, or you can find them in your house. Be very afraid. So I don't
Thanks,
have to post after that. I don't have to post anything else because now you know these people are scouring through their house going, what are we going to do? Do we have to move?
You see, I would still do it because I would just reply. I'd be like, y'all don't listen to – what's his name?
Drew.
Y'all don't listen to Drew. He's lying. That's a chupacabra. And it will murder you and your kids in your sleep. You run. You should go get a hotel for a week. Like you should make it ridiculous. Jason Abear said, raise your hand if you're shocked Barry's the a-hole in his neighborhood group. Yep. I don't think anyone is. My neighborhood just Hector said my neighborhood just posts about missing dogs and cats. Yeah?
Well no.
Sorry you live in a boring ass neighborhood, Hector. You need you some catty ass white people that They're concerned about a man in the same clothes for 2 days. That's called a good weekend, if you ask me. You just get so drunk, you don't change clothes. That man may just be still living it up. It's spring break. You don't know.
You ignore that slimy, filmy mess that you have going somewhere on your palate between your grapes and your...
What?
Yeah. You're not showering if you're in the same clothes.
Who said?
What, are you throwing cologne down there?
No. Maybe.
And it's over?
You don't know.
All right. Well, Q wants to get in here talking about these neighborhood deals. What's up?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Two quick stories.
I live in Fort Bend County. We have a little farm called Next Door. And one, this just happened this week. This lady got on there trying to sell her rodeo carnival ticket package. But she says they're $20 a piece, but there are no tickets left in them. So we're like, what the hell are we buying them for, right? And then this happened a few months ago. There was a guy that got on there, and he was like, you know, we really need to get the light sticks at the basketball court so our kids can play safely at night. So I'll respond. I'm like, well, I don't know about your kids, but my kids know to be home when the streetlights come on. So it started this big old thing going back and forth. Next thing you know, it was some kid who got on his mom's account and was trying to get some basketball lights put up at the court. It was just super crazy. But I just wanted to share those couple stories because I feel your pain.
That's awesome.
Good stuff, Q. So Q basically started a fight with a kid. A Facebook war. Oh, that's good stuff, man. I like that.
I'm telling you, man. Go ahead.
The one that got me started on this, where I really realized how ignorant the people are in our neighborhood, is when they started complaining about the security guard drives too slow. I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, that's the whole point. Like, they're mad. Like, he's causing traffic.
You have a security guard?
Yeah, we have a patrol.
Of course you do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they were complaining.
Because you're fancy.
Well, they were complaining that he drives too slow, which is the most ridiculous thing. He's in his 40s or 50s.
Because a lot of the neighborhoods around here.
He's got a dog in the back of his car. It's pretty badass.
A lot of the neighborhoods around here, they hire ex-SEALs.
Like Navy SEALs?
Yeah, and it's literally on the side of the car. It's SEALs neighborhood security.
That's who ours is, but they're not ex-SEALs, I promise you.
Okay, well, there's a lot of them that, at least maybe they're the higher-ups now.
Just, yeah.
That they hire them. But that always... It infuriates me because even in the in Midtown and like the Randalls that I always reference, their security people go about 260 to three bills. Most of them either are 30 but have never done anything athletic, or are like 70 and hanging on for one last job.
Yeah.
And I'm going, when these people come from like the Greyhound bus stop and they grab like a veal cutlet who are they going to stop?
Yeah.
Is Fred, the 70-year-old security guy that's going 260 and already down four donuts, is he tracking him down in a foot race? No.
Oh, yeah. Those guys are there. They'll tell you, man, they're not there to stop anyone. They're there to report.
And he got his ass kicked.
Yeah.
The old guy
almost
died because he saw a guy like put something in his jacket, and he went, hey, buddy, come here. And instead of even running, the guy just turned and started hauling off on him.
Yeah.
And instead of calling the cops, they had to call an ambulance for him, and the other guy was gone.
There you go.
You got to start hiring better security people, man.
Yeah. No, our dude's pretty good. He, when my truck got broken into, he was right there and did absolutely nothing. So that's we're getting our money's worth. We're definitely, yeah.
How close are you to any, like, retail?
They're building all up and down our area. So
us too?
Yeah.
And, like, the sign just went up on one of the buildings that it's a Burlington?
Uh-huh.
Firestorm. Burlington. Where scum of other neighborhoods come to shop. That means the crime is coming with them. And if they don't need a winter coat, then they're going to be scanning our cars trying to break in for the good stuff. It's
good
like,
Lord.
What? Do you not have anything else to do with your day? It's like El Jefe and memes. I mean, you're worried.
Why are you attacking El Jefe?
You're worried about a Burlington, which is like a half mile away from you. Seriously. I mean, reevaluate how much time you spend in your day on your Facebook neighborhood account.
Yeah. Yo, Adrian said, if dogs and cats are missing in your neighborhood, be wary of the nice lady that's always cooking meat tamales for everyone.
I'm not going to mention the clientele in my neighborhood, but I'm saying that could be a deep concern.
Hey, Nick, you said you went to Blink-182 last night?
I did. I was there last night, and it was fun. They had to play a lot of their classics to kind of keep the crowd into it, but yeah.
Because no one knew who the hell they were?
Well, the new songs, like when you listen to the new songs, you totally knew it was a Blink-182 song, but they just didn't have the recognition as their you know, some of their old songs, like All the Small Things and, you know, Forever and all that other. So it was great. It was just that they did a good job of spreading out the hit singles, because if they just played nothing but new music, NRG would have been relatively
dead.
Quiet. You know what I mean?
How long have they been around? They've got to be up to at least like 200 now, like
Blink
200.
Yeah, over
they're probably getting old.
Over 20, 25 years. And I guess one of the – Fred and AJ were talking yesterday. One of the members left, and they added some younger –
Did they?
Yeah.
They didn't look young at all.
Okay.
But the lead singer is still the same, so
yeah,
that's the most important thing.
Okay.
By the way, Jason on Twitter said, these fools in our neighborhood made a post, if you run over a possum, make sure it doesn't have a baby before you drive off.
What?
Are you kidding? What are you
going to stopping?
What are you going to do, perform surgery and save the unborn? Oh, boy. All right.
Yeah, I'm not stopping it.
Yeah, right about now we're going to stop. We're going to get into some sports. We're going to talk about the NCAAs and a lot of other things. If you want to join us, 713-780-ESPN, where you can text us, you can call the show, and or you can hit us up on Twitter, at Barry is Funny, at The Producer Nick, and at Pac-Man Joel with a K. We are the usual suspects. This is ESPN 97.5.
Who's this?
Hey, this is Trey Wingo. You're listening to ESPN 97.5 Houston. Hello.
The moon. Too bright. Those blinds, yeah.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Pinkerton's Barbecue on Airline Drive. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
It is rodeo time, Houston, Texas. The Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo is back and better than ever. And tonight, Dierks Bentley is performing. For just $18, you can get in and see his show. You can also catch that great rodeo action, shopping, dining, carnival fun, all that for $18. Get your tickets today at RodeoHouston.com, and you can go hear, see, and listen to Dierks Bentley and his hit song, Black.
On the floor.
Yeah, actually, I think the appropriate name for that song is African American. I could be wrong. That's the right way to say it.
I see what you did there.
Thanks.
Yeah, I did. I didn't get it last segment. I got yelled at for it. So yeah, I didn't hear the one part. So that's my fault.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Now we were going to talk sports.
Yep.
And then
a little nugget popped up in the break.
That
is going to keep us from doing that for another segment. Oh, Nicholas.
What up?
Your text message struck a chord with both myself and Barry. I believe you have to do tell. What in the world was going on? This sounds like a classic slump buster that the law got in the way of.
Yeah, the slump continues, man. I went to the rodeo, like I said last segment, with my buddy Joe. And we were waiting in line for drinks. He's like, dude, you're single, dude. You should be mingling. You should be talking to everybody over there. And I was like, yeah, I get it. You know, let's just wait in line and get back to the show, dude. So we're waiting in line, and there's three females like waiting in line right next to us. Two of them are like very attractive, but the one that approaches me matches the physique of what we were talking about in the last show.
A slump buster.
Yeah, and she just went on and she kept talking, and I was just hoping that one of her friends would cut her off and start talking. Nope. The one of the three that approached me was the one that we were talking about for what, like the past two shows?
Yeah, past two shows.
Now, did she do what we discussed where, you know, because Clarence had called and then
I thought about Clarence.
We talked a little bit about the fact that maybe you were the one that got separated from the rest of the herd. You were that lone gazelle that she was going to pounce on. Is that what she did? Did she kind of isolate you a little bit? Like, you know.
The way she did it, she saw I was wearing that Texans cap that I always wear.
Yep.
Hold on. Did you have food in your hands?
No. Just a drink.
Okay.
Just a drink.
Okay.
That could have been like fishing with extremely good bait.
Yeah. I was going to say. Because if you'd bought like a sausage on a stick or, you know, something in a tortilla, you never know.
No, I had already finished my turkey leg. Before we went inside, I got myself a turkey leg. So
she could still smell it on you, though. That's what it is.
It's like cologne.
It smokes. Yeah, it's like your salsa cologne. That's what it is, bro. You wore your salsa cologne, didn't you?
I guess, because literally that's the only girl that approached me all night. And then after the night was over, I go home and I'm driving like like 82 and a 65 on 610, and I get pulled over and I get a speeding ticket.
Now what? And you got the cop, ticket on
what
top.
What cop gives you a speeding ticket for doing 82 and a 65?
Did you hit him with the? Do you know who I am? I'm Nick Sharara from The Usual Suspects, bro.
I was hoping he would ask like, "Who's your employer?" And then I would say, "Well, you know, I'm a producer for ESPN." But he didn't even ask for my insurance. He just gave me a ticket without even asking for my insurance.
Oh, it's quota time then. That's what that means. It's quota time, and the people of Bel Air in that area and the HPD, they got some money to bring in.
So you were doing 82 and a 65. You were in a hurry to get home and get some of that big ass, weren't you? Was she with you?
She was not.
Oh, okay.
Was she meeting you?
Yeah.
She was
not. Were
y'all
meeting somewhere for breakfast?
No.
There was no rendezvous planned? I mean, you even had a whole show of pickup lines. You had a plethora to choose from
that
you could have made to work in your favor.
Pickup lines being said over the air yesterday. That was bad.
Yeah, there were some pretty
good ones. What was the sugar one again? Somebody threw some sugar on the floor? What?
Yeah, you dropped your name tag.
What?
Yeah.
Dude, you were at the snack stand, and that's all you had to do was drop the sugar packet. You were in.
I'm done with larger Latinas, man. This is just aggravating.
What? Why are you done?
I don't know why I keep being approached by him, dude.
You wait. What?
I keep being approached by him.
So?
You're a magnet. There's nothing wrong with that.
No, that needs to stop.
So where are the other two, Nick, the whole time the
process is going on? They're standing right next to her. Right next to her.
And they're within conversational range where you could have, like, struck up a conversation with all of them?
I tried.
Now, so rate her friends. Were they 7s, 8s, 9s, 10s?
So the one that was directly to her right, she was probably the hottest one. She was probably, like, a 9 or a 10. And the one that was standing next to her, she was probably closer to, like, a 7. But they were both attractive.
And what was the big gal? What was she?
I mean, four and a half, maybe? 5?
Bro, and how long has it been since you've laid with a woman?
Hey, this is not about me.
No, I'm just asking. Just give me a ballpark.
I'm not giving you no ballpark.
Just give me a range.
No.
6 to 9 months.
You got a live read.
6 to 12 months.
Notice, Nick, I am not saying anything.
Bro, if she was a 4 and a half, I believe I would have struck while the tortilla iron was hot.
No, you wouldn't have.
I would have struck while the waffle iron was hot.
No, you wouldn't have.
What do you mean I wouldn't have? How do you know?
I don't know. Hello? Maybe you would have.
I totally would have if it had been 12 months.
Nick, what's
Nick's like, it hasn't been 12 months, Barry. Stop putting numbers on it.
Yeah, I'm not going to. But last time I threw out a number, I got freaking crushed by you and Jerome. So I'm not throwing out no numbers anymore.
Always lie, bro. Remember, always, always lie.
Okay. See, you're always mad at me and you got crushed by them. I digress.
All right. So you went home lonely and with a speeding ticket.
Yep.
It's a bad night, Nick.
It was
a good start to the weekend, right?
Blink 182 was awesome. The night ended not so nice.
Yeah, that does suck. So you got how much? Do you know how much the speeding ticket's going to cost?
I mean, I get quite a bit of speeding tickets, so I imagine this.
Wait! Now you said that like you're a pro. Hold on! Don't just gloss over that. You said that like you have a quota.
Yeah, like, I get like one or two speeding tickets a year. Honestly,
do you get out of them?
Yeah,
you get out
of them? Nothing is on my record.
That's beautiful.
Do you start crying to get out of them? I've done that before.
No, I mean, because you can always do, like, if you haven't gotten a speeding ticket in 12 months, I believe you're automatically qualified for defensive driving. So that kind of dismisses it. So I haven't had a speeding ticket, and I want to say just over a year. So this is like 2016 is probably the first year I went without having more than one ticket. Probably.
So essentially, Juggalo Trey has the NASCAR numbers on his car. But Nick should just pick his favorite numbers and put them on his car. Because I've told you before, when he drives and he's behind the wheel, it is not only serious business. He gets her done.
Nick, so you get a speeding ticket a year and you take defensive driving.
And if I get a second one.
That obviously
one,
doesn't work.
Well, if I get a second one. Yeah, it doesn't. No, I just keep speeding. Yeah. I mean,
addicted to it.
Yeah, I just don't like traffic. I hate traffic. I think a part of the reason is that I haven't had a job where I was forced to drive in rush hour traffic for a really long, like every time I've had to come to the station, it's never, almost never been in rush hour time. So when I do get into traffic, it like really bothers me. Like I hate traffic. So I don't know how you do it and drive all the way to the Woodlands every day. Like that's crazy.
Well, listen, there are a lot of curse words that are shouted in the cab of my truck by myself. But how do you speed in traffic? Number one, Are you the a-hole
traffic.
That's weaving in and
yes,
out?
Yes, I already told
you. Getting over to the right, and then once that slows down, you get back to the left, and now you're further back than you were before.
That is visible from a rearview mirror. Mm-hmm. And so he doesn't even signal. He just diagonally starts going.
I do signal.
Okay, that's right. You're right. For the sake of
I cut you off, but I do it with a signal.
Yeah, you do cut me off. You don't do it with a I'm number one. You do it with a smile on your face. And the thing is, from the rearview mirror, you can see that front dent in the car. Everyone just hits the brakes immediately, and it's like free pass for Nick. It's just like zoop, 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 zoop. It's like an obstacle course.
It didn't work the other day, though, because I did kind of cut, you know, on that same entrance ramp that I always, you know.
That you come from four lanes over on the
right. Yeah, someone really got mad at me yesterday, like really mad. Yeah. But that was the first time in a while.
AJ is a terrible driver. I just want to point that out, too, by the way.
Is he?
AJ is a horrible driver. I didn't say anything to him because he was kind enough to drive, so I didn't have to. But he's that guy that feathers the gas pedal. So the whole time it's like he'll speed up, slow down. Mm. Yeah, he drove like that the entire time. I thought I was going to get sick. but I didn't have the heart to tell him because he was super nice about, no, bro, I'll drive because my truck is having problems and I didn't want to have to drive. I put a lot of miles on my truck. I've only had it 2 years. I've almost got 100,000 miles on it.
Good Lord.
Well, that's that comedy
life, man.
You pocketed
the gas money, though. That's a good day
for
you.
No. I wanted to split gas with him, and he wouldn't allow me. Like I said, he was being real nice about it. But, he gets on that gas a little bit. And he texts and drive, which I was going to say something, but then I was like, nah, that'd be mean, too. I'm not going to lie. Actually, I don't text and drive. I Facebook and drive, which is a lot safer.
Of course it is.
So
yeah.
It is. Oh, it totally is. There's no – hey, it is because there's no signs on the road that say don't Facebook and drive. They all say don't text and drive. So obviously Facebook and driving is a lot safer.
Well, and now in my neighborhood, you get caught in Sugar Land with that phone in your hand.
Yeah.
That's 500. You get the warning first, and then it's $500. So the other day, this guy cut me off like three times on the feeder road by Town Square.
A warning?
And lo and behold, a Sugarland cop rolls up between us, and I start looking at him going, you want me to start motioning to the black and white car behind me? And he's like, whoa, easy. I go, and I just kind of hand signal, better put that phone down, because like when you have a phone in your hand and you don't have the Bluetooth, you don't signal because you'd have to use the other hand because one's on the wheel. He just comes. He pulled a Nick going the other way from left to right, cutting over cars, and I'm just going to do it. And then I see he's on the phone. It's infuriating.
Facebook and drive, it's safer, guys. That's the takeaway. All right, I want to tell you guys about Gulf State Home Buyers. If you need to sell your house and you need to do it quickly, you want to go with a company that's going to take care of you and get it done the way it should be done. I saw a sign the other day that just said, I'll buy your house. You don't want to go to a guy that's making signs in his garage and wants to buy your house that way. You want a company that's going to take care of you, and that's what Gulf State Home Buyers will do. They'll make you a cash offer, and maybe you need to sell it fast. That's the great thing about Gulf State Home Buyers is you're going to sell it quickly. Maybe you're held up by back taxes, delinquent HOA dues, you're going through a divorce, bankruptcy, foreclosure, maybe you lost your job. All of these reasons can hold up the sale of your home, and that's why you need to call Gulf State Home Buyers at 281-717-6100 and let them help you. They make you a cash offer. They handle all the paperwork. They have attorneys, title companies, a whole in-house staff of professionals that are going to take care of you and get the job done. And all you got to do is sit back, relax, and have that stress-free close at the end of the process. Give them a call, 281-717-6100. Get a clear understanding of what's going on in your situation right now. Give them a call. Tell them what's going on. They're going to get back with you and let you know what the offer is. They're going to take care of the closing. Everything is handled by them and their staff. 281-717-6100. That's Gulf State Home Buyers. Or visit them on the web at gulfstatehomebuyers.com.
ESPN 97.5. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Pinkerton's Barbecue on Airline Drive. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, it's Joel and Barry. Live from Pinkerton's Barbecue on Airport, right here in the Heights. Jordan's holding down his fort in the office. I mean, at the bar. so he can make sure that if you want to meet some of the behind-the-scenes people from the station that make it all happen, he's here. Plenty of good people enjoying great barbecue here. And, of course, Barry and I are here, so if you want to stop by and say hi, check in with us. We'd love to see you and hear from you. We're here till 4, then Fred and his guest host today, Jerome Solomon, take you through till 6, and then the NCAA action picks up after that. Nick's back at the station, and Nick is getting a plethora of big-time advice now on Twitter and other places. I'm sure you appreciate that.
Yeah, I'm still going through the notifications right now.
Somebody texted me and said, don't exclude yourself from the people in your neighborhood. You're white also. Yeah, I said well-to-do white people. I'm not well-to-do, sir.
What are you talking about?
I'm definitely not well-to-do.
You got a drawbridge on that castle.
I don't have a castle.
Yes, you do. Palatial no, Laminack Manor has a drawbridge.
I am the poor people in the neighborhood. We are the poor house.
When
in
you're
the
not doing the yard, you're jousting on lawnmowers. I know it. No, you have a castle.
I just sit around judging people. Off with their head. No, I don't do that.
Today, meant the dandelions.
Today is National Cheesesteak Day.
Okay.
I didn't know that. Yeah.
Well, then I should have told you that, was it yesterday? Kirsten told us the other day was Chips and Dip Day. Yesterday,
that's
as well as
me.
National Puppy Day.
Yeah, I bet your house was all decorated.
Oh, my wife doing national live shots on the air.
Really?
Oh, yeah, just for more puppies. Yeah, got to adopt more puppies.
Yeah, my wife was saying, and I hate to, you know, I'm not trying to skew the listenership from KHOU, but my wife said ABC 13.
They did
a drive, I guess, and somebody had donated a bunch of money, and they were able to adopt 99 puppies or something like that.
Yeah, Lisa was happy about that. I think all three stations have done things.
That's really good.
But like on her own, I've told you this before, but on her own, basically on a monthly basis, she gets on average of between 45 and 60 dogs and cats adopted, and that just – I hate to say it drives her because most of the time at night I'm like, you on your phone again? And she's like, oh, sorry, I put it away. I go, she goes, but it is because I found a home for another three dogs. I'm like, okay, can we find another home for three dogs while you're at work? That'd be great.
Yeah, right.
But, yeah, she's very focused on that. She does a great job with it. With that being said, games last night.
Yep.
Picked it back up, Sweet 16. Yep. Yeah, so we're going to bring in Craig. Craig Koshkin is here. You may know him. He's got a great blog. He was winner of Rock the Mic. Sometimes fills in. You did Raheel's podcast. What was that, a week ago?
No, Raheel is actually doing my podcast.
Oh, Raheel did your podcast.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I filled in on the Blitz once.
Yep, right.
It's been shock, right?
Joins us on game day periodically. Yep. You won Rock the Mic last year. Now, how has your reign been going as Rock the Mic champion? Are you just beating off the girls with a stick?
Whoa.
My wife might be listening. Thanks for that one. No, yeah. I am not beating the women off with a stick.
Okay.
It's been fun. It's been a really good to great experience, especially now that I've gotten the podcast side started. So it's weekly. I'm in the studio learning how to run my own show, come up with topics, make it compelling.
Yep.
And kind of the format's been fortunate enough to where I get to bring in someone different each week. That's a 97.5 personality to help co-host.
You got that right when you brought Raheel in.
Well, Raheel gets the viewership, so
he is different too. So tell everybody, market yourself too. Tell everybody how to find it, where to get the podcast.
Podcastarena.com/sideline. It's the Sideline Podcast, what it's called. You can also get, I have a link in my Twitter bio at @C_Kosh, KOSH. Those are the two best ways to find me and listen to the podcast.
So you were driving back, Barry, last night, so you didn't catch all the action.
No.
Bits and pieces. But
Craig, I only watched a half of one game.
I
was so exhausted that I didn't care enough to begin with about college basketball that I certainly wasn't going to force my eyelids open. So
I envisioned you to be on the edge of your seat with that West Virginia game.
I was. That's the only game I watched.
Yeah.
And when their stupid asses couldn't get a shot up.
Oh, they got them. On that one last guy second. Got all of them.
Yeah, but no, but that not that last series.
Yeah, Craig and I were talking
Gonzaga's
about
Gonzaga's defense. Carter finally did something.
But Carter, who was pretty big for them throughout the game.
Yeah. Well, he hit the big three that put them up
right
before Gonzaga came back and took the lead again.
And showed that he had big grapes, because the first thing he did to the crowd, that was before he took the shot, was like, come on, get up, we got this. And then he hits just the stone cold monster three.
Yeah.
And then turns around. But on that last possession, he missed two deep threes. They got two great offensive rebounds. They give him back the ball, and he runs the clock out instead of one. He just, you could tell.
You're saying he ran the clock out. You're giving no credit to Gonzaga and the defense
that
they played.
Craig and I were going to say that. I told him that. But at the same time, there were guys open. When you have two on you, there's someone
no,
open.
No, it was there wasn't two on him. He
it was
wasn't
a high
team.
Screen.
Yeah,
and, it was and there the were pick, two there.
The,
but if
the,
you look,
the defender on the pick was there as well. And when he tried, he went under the pick, and he was able to
top.
Shove it down on the other side. And
he well, stayed up high.
Two things went wrong on that play. One, the man who set the pick did not go away from
right,
the play enough, so he didn't cause the Gonzaga defenders to have to make a decision somewhere.
Right.
But even still, you can't dribble out 16 seconds. At least make a move somewhere, step back, do something. And he didn't. He dribbled in
he
place
had a guy
for
16 on either
seconds.
Side of him on the wing.
Yep.
But at the same time, and we were talking about this before the show, the big thing, too, was every time you get an offensive rebound, and they got two on that series, the immediate kick out, someone's going to be open. Because the coaches tell all of you, tell your team on defense, as soon as the ball goes up, crash the boards. You got to get that rebound. So there were guys on the perimeter, and it just somehow got to him every time. And then by the time he would dribble it back instead of attacking or looking for a shooter, keep the ball moving so it doesn't stop. And by the time he dribbled it to the top of the key.
Well, he was dribbling it back because they were resetting the same play again, which was getting a pick to try to get him an open look.
But the issue is he's not getting the rebound and turning to look opposite side of the floor from the man that's open at the three-point
right.
line. And that's what you do on an offensive rebound. The two best times to get a three-point look in basketball, offensive rebound and in transition.
Transition, for
those
sure.
are the two
yep.
best times. Mm-hmm. They had three opportunities off two offensive rebounds, and on the last one, instead of turning to look for the man open to the three, said, it's on me, and then dribbled out the clock.
And I understand he carried them for a
sure,
lot of the game.
Sure,
and I get all that, and then he hit, like we said, the one big three. But at that point, and you could see even on the bench, you watch the guys that weren't even in the game, they were just so – because they knew the right play there was keep it moving, keep it hopping, you know – drive and kick. You had plenty of time. You still had over 10 seconds when you got the third possession.
16 seconds were on the clock when
there
they got
go.
The third possession. And when you force Karnowski to come out and defend out there like he did, and he did a good job doing that, but when you force him to do that, make the big man move a little
yep.
bit.
Yeah, because most times he's on his heels. He's not going to be able to slide side to side, and you should probably get a pretty good look. And so, like I said, I give Carter a lot for carrying that team, but I really thought he missed a lot of options, even on the first two times he had his hands on the ball in that final possession.
Well, if my bracket wasn't dead before, it is officially dead now. I've got Kentucky left in the Final Four, so
I've got North Carolina. That's it. So
do you?
That's
all right.
It.
What do you think of the Xavier game? The big upset.
The one I slept through. I saw the highlights this morning. Just unreal what Xavier's been able to do with basically two of their three best players sidelined with injury. You know, they were a good team in preseason, barely get their way into the tournament, and we've got another double-digit seed trying to find their way into the Final Four.
Yeah, it's been exciting, and it's going to continue to be exciting. So, Craig, why don't you stick around? We'll get another segment in with you
Sweet.
On college basketball coming back. Right now, I want to tell you guys about the Houston Cans Cars for Kids program. It's a great program, and it's really because of you, the people of Houston, Texas. You do a lot to make sure that the kids of Houston that didn't maybe do the best with the first time they got tried to get an education get a second chance and do something with it. That's because you make the donation that gets the whole process started. So if you're looking around your yard, in the garage, somewhere, someplace, you've got a clunker that's collecting dust and rust, whether it's working or not, and you want to get rid of it, all you got to do is pick up the phone, 713-225-4226, or HoustonCarsForKids.com. They do the rest. They do the paperwork. They come out and tow it away. They make sure you get a tax deduction, and just for your donation, you get a $50 gift card, so it starts the process off right. And I'm telling you, that tax deduction ends up being at or what you probably would have gotten for it if you had sold it on Craigslist or other places. And then what was really neat is once they get the automobile, they turn it into resources. So these kids trying to get an education get book money, eyeglasses, warm meals, anything that they need so that their educational process is easier and they can just concentrate on the books. It's the Houston Cans Cars for Kids program. It's a fantastic program. 713-225-4226 or HoustonCarsForKids.com. Right off the car, not the kid.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.